Last week, yeah, that was in there. Oh, yeah? Did you do an earth guy ride?
Which nuclear reactor where?
I have a feeling like President Trump is telling Netanyahu what to do. You know what I mean? Still ahead. All right, today's share is sponsored for Shlomo Mechana Kelebas Etel Armin Yehudas Yaakov Shlomo Mechana Rochaim Shlomo Mechana Roiza Chai Roch Bas Pesher Roiza Estiv Bas Chai Yafo Shmuel Ben Devoy Rochai Tov Bas Tanina Bluma Bas Chana Rochu and the Nishras Omer Maxim Ben Ronan HaKohen Shem Yim Kandomov and Nachum Ben Yisrael Moshe Nachum Ben Yisrael Moshe Hashem is on my leader. Okay, you ready, all guys? No food. No money. Okay. Let's start today's blot, and then we'll move to tomorrow's blot. We're starting Masechta Shavuos now. We just finished Masechtas Makkos. We saw from the Chidah, the beginning of Masechtas Makkos, the Chidah writes that Masechtas Makkos is a skula to have, not to have Hirurim Roim. He says he heard from a Kubel Zokin Toiv, the Matra Hirurim, the Levata Hirurim Roim. He brings down over here from from Sefer Amidus, the Limus Akshur, the Masugal Yud Sagesha, and from Archus Chaim, that it's Yafel Alev. And so I guess Atsiris Geshem is Parnoso, so Mitzvah Shem, the Masechta will bring Parnoso, the Revach. Shavuos is basically, it's what it is, a Shavuot. But actually, the first two prokim do not talk about Shavuos; they talk about Tumah, and we'll see how the Mishnah brings in Tumah, and then the Gemara runs with it. There are four Shavuos. There are Shavuos Bitui, which is Halara Laharai Lahete. The pasuk says, "Oy nefesh kisishava levate besvasayim," which means to make a Shavuos Laharai Lahete. Laharai doesn't mean bad or good. Yes and no. So if you make a shvua sha'oichel or shvua sha'loyoichel, that's a shvua bitui, the hara lehetiv. And the Mishnah says that it's shtayim shem arba. It's lahaba and la'avar. And then the Mishnah, and that's shvua bitui. There's another shvua called shvua shav, which is you see on this table, if you make a shvua that's gold, everybody knows it's not gold. The next one is shvua edus and shvua sapikodon. Shvua edus if you make sure you don't have edus, and shvua sapikodon is a shvua that you don't have the pikodon. And we're not going to talk about these right now. The only thing the Mishnah brings down is Shavuos Bitui. And then the Gemara goes to it's Shtayim Shem Arba, because two of them say in the Torah, Lahar La'etiv, that's Shtayim. We learn out Lahabo La'avar also. And because of that, the Mishnah brings down all the places that's Shtayim Shem Arba. And the Mishnah stells on the Kodesh, Tumas Kodesh. So Zok the Mishnah writer, Shavuos Shtayim Shem Arba, Yedias Tumas Shtayim Shem Arba. Yitzias Hashabbos, Shtayim Shem Arba, Ma'azikam Shtayim Shem Arba. So Shavuos, we know what Shtayim Shem Arba means, is two, that says in Torah, Lahar La'etah, which is La'abo. La'avar is also a Shavuos, Bitui, that's Shtayim Shem Arba. Yitzias Hashabbos, Shtayim Shem Arba, which means that in Mi'ikar Adin in the Torah, being over on Yitzias, on carrying a Shabbos, is only from Shos Yachar to Shos Ram. Bring from Shos Ram to Shos Yachar. We don't have it here.
It's
something
that I think
we attached
to the Bakr.
Who?
The whole
trash
with that
cost. Forget it. One second, which one?
The Bakr. Whatever, forget it.
Whatever you call it, Machma. That one?
Whatever. Next. That wasn't so good.
Okay, but this is not, this is for Daf Gimel. No? I think that's what we learned. Okay, we'll see. So that's Yetzias Shabbos, and then we have Maris Nagoyim, which is this week's parsha. It's pretty amazing that we're starting. It says Se'es Apachas. Those are the two negas that say in the parsha. There are two other negas that are told us of Se'es Apachas, which are also
Se'es Baharis. Sapachas is
I said, what did I say? Se'es Baharis, I'm sorry.
Right.
Se'es and Baharis, and there's two other toldos
that are considered
Se'es, that are toldos of Se'es and toldos of Baharis. Gemara is going to talk about it. Gemara is going to talk about it. We'll leave it for now. And then, Maris Negoim, that's what you said, and Shnayim Shem Arba. What else do we do? We miss something? Yudias HaTuma. So Tuma is Shtayim is going to eating something Tamei, if you're Tamei eating Kodesh, or going into the Beis HaMikdash B'Tuma. And over there, what would be the two things? Shtayim, Shein Arba. One second. Right, Helam Mikdash v'Helam Tuma, in a place where you remember that you were Tameh, two other cases which we will see later on, Avdalah. So basically now, the Gemara runs with Tuma, and the Gemara and Av Gimel is going to explain why the Gemara talks about runs with Tuma. We'll see that. So, as Sheyesh b'Yediyah b'Tchilo, if you have a Yediyah on the Tuma, which means you know you're Tameh, v'Yediyah b'Soyev, and you know that you're Tameh now, but in the middle of a hell of many time, you forgot you were Tameh. So Allah is a razor boil of yoga. The Allah on the Torah is that if you metame mikdash, you have to be in common oil of yoga. What's common oil of yoga? Common oil of yoga depends on your status. If you're a wealthy guy, you bring a carbon. If you're a mediocre guy, you bring a bird. And if you're a poor guy, you bring a mincha. So that's when you bring a carbon of yoga. The Gemara later on is going to learn out why it punked over there, but you only bring a carbon oil of yoga if you're Yediya Metchila and Yediya B'Soif and Halam Ben Atayim. What about Yesh B'Yediya Metchila and Yediya B'Soif? You know, I don't remember. So Sier Nasa Afnim, you put him in Torah, Ach Yodlo Yavi Yavi Yod. So Mela, then you don't bring any carbon because you don't even know about it. But Lamaisa, you need a Kapara because otherwise you're going to get Yisurim. Maisa Yuev Aver B'Shoigit. So you need a Kapara Al Yisurim. Yom Kippur takes away his Torah, it hangs it sort of, and it tables it till you know. And when you know, you bring carbon Al Yod. What about Ein B'Yediyah B'Tchila, Yesh B'Yediyah B'Soif? So you never know that you did it Avera. So here, Nasa B'Chutz B'Yom Purim M'Chaper. That's Yom Kurim's M'Chaper. Shnei M'Vachatz G'Purim. Amash Zem M'Chaper, Zem M'Chaper. Ma'apnim Ein M'Chaper El Dovash Yesh B'Yediyah. Avachit Zem M'Chaper El Dovash Yesh B'Yediyah. So at the end, that'll be M'Chaper. V'al She'ein B'Yediyah, Le B'Tchila, Le B'Soif. You don't know at all. So with this, Siru Golem, V'Siru Shechadosh M'Chaper. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Then M'Chaper. Reb Shimon Omer, no. See the goal mechaperim. Avolay see Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh does something else. What does it do? V'amah see Rosh Chodesh mechaperim. Al Torah shachos tamei. Al Torah eats tamei. That's what see Rosh Chodesh is mechaper. So basically, they're arguing just if see Rosh Chodesh is also mechaper on this. Ramei Omer. This is a different sheet that he argues with Tanakama. Kol ha-se'irin, kapros and shava. Al-tumas mikdash v'gadasha. There's no that... No, sorry. Kol ha-se'irin, kapros and shava. He holds, they're all the same. Al-tumas mikdash v'gadasha. Ha-yir Reb Shimon Omer, se'ir Rosh Chodesh mechap al-tar. Now Reb Shimon, he's repeating basically the Mishnah. She'al chos ha-tameh. Ve'shal ha-gol mechap al-shem v'ediyah. Le'b'tchil ha-b'sar. She'al ha-kur mechap al-shem v'ediyah. Betchil ha-b'sh b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b' if you have it, you have an animal that you put aside, then you lost it, so you brought another carbon, then you found it. Could you take that carbon and be makir by the next, by Yom Kippur, or by Rosh Chodesh, or by Regalim? Could you do that? So, Amalehem Yikrivu. You could. Amalehem Hoyel Ve'en Kaparas Shava, Heich Karem Zebzeh. How? The kapara is totally different. You're saying you go like the Mishnah, which means each holiday, each carbon of Yom Kippur and Regalim and Rosh Chodesh and Pnim and Chutz, each one has a different purpose. So if each one has a different purpose, how can you mock it one by the other one? They all come in from Mikdash Dashav. So Melo, since they're all in the same parsha, in the same category, you're right, it's not Machaper, but they all come in the same category, Melo, you can be Machaper. Mishimah Yudai Mishmai. Sire Rosh Kedoshim, Rechaper Alt, Rechaper Alatar Shei Ochal Es Atame. Most of Olayim Shal Golem, he holds it's a stage. So basically, it's a combinedness. How do you say that word? He combines all the carbonas, basically. The last carbon, Yom Kippur, has everything in mind. So, what happens if you lose the carbon and you mafish another one and you find it? You'd be mocked of it by another time. I'm lehem. Hey, yes, you could. I'm loy. I'm can't use Shem Purim. Craving Rosh Chodesh. I understand. How could you take a carbon of Yom Kippur that's mechaper on three different things and be mocked on Rosh Chodesh? It's only mechaper on one thing. I'm lehem. Can't use Shem Purim. Craving Rosh Chodesh. No, that would work. I'm lehem. Rosh Chodesh. Craving Purim. Rosh Chodesh carbon is only one thing. How can you mock it around Yom Kippur where it's coming to be mechaper on three things? L'chav kapar shen is a lot. Am lehen, kulam b'yan l'chav b'al tumas b'kudashov. You're right. And a chanami. But since they're all in the realm of tumas b'kudashov, in Mela, you could... you could bring it. What about if you have a mezid, but no asra? If you had asra, so you get malchus. You have no asra, how do you get a kapara? Sira nasa ufnim, you put mechaper. What about al shavu shabatayos, akalos, lachamuros, adonis, mashkogos? Hoydu ole, hoydu, asa ole, asev ole, sase, krisis of mizabezin, siyam shlech mechaper. Over there, siyam shlech mechaper. Ech in Israel, ech kahanim, ech kum mashok. Mav in Israel, kahanim. That is the Mishnah in a nutshell. Basically, goes through the whole Hilchos Tumah. I saw a very interesting Shiloh today. Once in a while, we have to go up to the Harabais to make seders, bikuach nefesh, because they're throwing stuff at the Yidden.
The question is,
some okay to Ritz of Zobestrom, then maybe you should send a chiloni who doesn't know anything about Tumas Mikdash Kedusha. So he doesn't know that it's also.
And?
Ain't l'yadiyah b'tchilov, ain't l'yadiyah b'soif. You send a guy who knows.
To do what?
You have to go to the rabbis.
You make
seder. There's b'kuch nefesh. They're throwing stuff down on the yidah on the kosher. You got to go up there. They put out an order, must get 10 cops out there. Maybe send 10 cops that don't know anything about Tumas Mikdash Kedusha. Like this, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. If you know Mitchila, you know Besoif. You go with Meshoigi, it's not Mechaper. So he says, no. There's certain Kedusha that you're supposed to be fears of on the Harabais. If you have to go to Harabais, you know, I'll spit there. You know, I'll be Matayo. So a guy who doesn't know, he'll hang out there a little extra and he'll be over that Issa. A guy who knows, he has to go, kuch nefesh, but at least he won't do things that are also over there. So he passes, he should.
There's a lot of fun stuff with the donor.
Why?
Yeah, it's not so passion.
It's just on LinkedIn.